Before we start this very special episode, let's hear from our sponsor, Anchor. And now, let's begin. Welcome to Ramblings and Remedies Campfire. Join me as I tell some urban legends and ghost stories. This is part of our supernatural and murder series, but given how much I enjoy this, we will be coming back with more campfire stories. Now turn off the lights, sit back, and hopefully be scared. Kuchisake Onna. The Kuchisake Onna, or the Slit-Mouth Woman, is a Japanese urban legend. The story centers around an ordinary-looking woman wearing a surgical mask. She appears to those who are walking alone at night. She asks, "Am I beautiful?" If you answer no, you are killed with a pair of scissors Kuchisake Onna carries. If you answer yes, she takes off her mask to reveal her grotesque grin. A mouth that has been slit from ear to ear. "How about now?" she will ask. She will kill you if you say no, and cut you an identical smile if you say yes. Luckily, there is a way for you to escape from the Kuchisake Onna. Rumor has it that a few answers will confuse her long enough for you to escape. When she asks you if she is beautiful, you reply, "You're average," or just so-so. This will confuse her and give you time to escape. The Ghostly Takeaway. One afternoon in December of 1989, a Hong Kong-style cafe received a call for 4 people's worth of food to be delivered. Arriving at the flat, the delivery boy rang the doorbell and a door opened just a crack. Money was slipped through this gap and a voice behind the door asked for the food to be left by the door. The delivery boy didn't think much of it and headed back to the restaurant. That night, when the owner cashed out the register, he discovered a stack of hell money, money burned by locals for the dead to use in the afterlife. All the employees said they did not know where the hell money came from. A few days later, more hell money was found in the register. The owner realized the hell money came from the delivery to the same flat. The owner believed it was a prank and that if another delivery was made, he would be the one to deal with the situation. When the flat called to have the food delivered again, the owner made the trip himself and tried to peek in through the gap when the door was open. He could not see anything through the gap. He double-checked the money to make sure it was real and put it into a different pocket to be counted separately from the rest of the money from the register. However, that evening, the money had once again transformed into hell money. Terrified, the owner immediately reported it to the police. The police forced their way into the flat and discovered a grisly scene of 4 dead bodies. By the state of their decomposing bodies, they had been dead for some time. But neighbors claimed to have heard the sound of mahjong being played. The coroner also reported that there was food in the corpse's digestive system that had only been digested for a day or so, something that shouldn't have been possible since they had been dead for quite some time. The Tale of Oiwa. The Tale of Oiwa is based on a real event that took place in 17th century Edo. There once was a beautiful young woman named Oiwa. She married the samurai Yemon, who only married her for her beauty. This made Uime, another young lady, terribly jealous because she was in love with Yemon. Enraged, Uime tricked Oiwa into using a poisoned cream. Oiwa's face became horribly disfigured, eyes drooping and hair falling out, but only Oiwa did not notice this horrible change. After seeing Oiwa's drooping face, Iemon wanted to quickly divorce Oiwa and marry Uime. Iemon hired his friend Taketsu to rape Oiwa so that he could have reason to divorce Oiwa. However, upon seeing Oiwa's face, Taketsu was so shocked and could not bring himself to rape the young woman. Instead, he confessed what Iemon was scheming to do and showed Oiwa a mirror. For the first time, Oiwa saw her deformed face. The shock was so great that Oiwa killed herself and with her last breath cursed Iemon's name. On the wedding night of Iemon and Uime, Oiwa's ghost appeared. Terrified and guilt-ridden, Iemon fled his town. But no matter where he went, he continued to be haunted by the disfigured ghost of Oiwa. To the day he died, Iemon would see Oiwa's face staring back at him. Hanako-san, the Japanese Bloody Mary. One story says that Hanako-san is a victim of an air raid during World War II. She was hiding in a school bathroom stall when the school was bombed. Another story says that Hanako-san ran to hide in the bathroom from her murderous parents. Both stories say that she died in the third stall of the third floor bathroom. To summon her, you need to knock. Knock three times and ask, Hanako-san, imasuka? Or Hanako-san, are you there? Then you may hear a small voice respond, yes, I am. The door will slowly open, and there you will see a schoolgirl covered in blood coming out of the toilet before she drags you in with her. The doll that grows human hair. In 1918, a 17-year-old boy bought a doll as a gift for his 2-year-old sister, Okiku. The doll had the same okapa haircut or bowl cut with straight hair down to the chin as Okiku. Okiku loved the doll very much. She took the doll everywhere she went and even slept with the doll. Several months later, Okiku died. In honor of Okiku, the family named the doll after her and placed it in a shrine. Sometime later, the family started noticing something very strange about the doll. The doll's hair was growing longer. The family even cut the hair, but the hair kept growing back. The family decided to give the doll to Manenji Temple in Iwamizawa City, Hokkaido. The doll still resides here, where it can be visited, but no photos are allowed. Scientists have even analyzed the hair of the doll and concluded that it is real human hair from a child. The urban legend of Kayoko. The famous movie Grudge is based on the urban legend of Kayoko. Kayoko was a woman who was married and had a son. Her husband and her son were the center of her world. One day, the husband was reading Kayoko's diary and believed that Kayoko was having an affair. In a jealous rage, he brutally murders her. He stabbed and crushed her windpipe. He also killed his own son. Kayoko returned as a curse to take revenge for the suffering she endured. Every victim that is murdered makes the curse grow stronger and stronger, leading to an endless vicious cycle of death and murder. The girl in the bookshelf. One night, a young man was studying for his finals in the library. As he was studying, he felt like somebody was looking at him. He looked over and saw a girl staring at him through the bookshelf. She had her chin propped up on her elbows, smiling at him. The man thought, "What a strange girl," but gave it no further thought and went back studying. After a few hours had passed, the man had the same feeling of someone staring at him. He looked up and saw the same girl staring through a different bookshelf. But as before, he ignored the girl because he needed to focus on studying for his important finals. As it got closer to closing time, the library emptied out, and the man was alone in the library. He began to hear strange tapping noises. Looking for the source of the sound, the man saw the strange girl again. This time, she was at the foot of the table with a horrible smile on her face. The man was just about to ask her what she wanted. He noticed in horror the tapping sounds were coming from her elbows as she quickly raced towards him where he sat with only half a body. A Sisterly Pact. Satsimoi Road in North Point translates to the Seven Sisters Road. According to the legend, a group of women living in the area swore a collective vow of celibacy and became blood sisters. However, one of the woman's family tried to marry her off. In an act of desperate solidarity, all seven sisters drowned themselves in the ocean the night before the marriage ceremony. The villagers were never able to recover their bodies, but after the tide receded, found seven boulders arranged in a neat row of ascending sizes. These boulders were named the Seven Sisters Rocks. In 1911, the Chinese Recreation Club erected the Seven Sisters swimming shed at a nearby harborfront space. People would come in the evenings to swim, but strange and unexplained accidents started occurring. There have been many cases of male swimmers drowning. Since then, there have been rumors that the spirits of the Seven Sisters are lurking in the waters, seeking revenge against men. The Elevator Murderer. One night, 19-year-old Haruko was going up to her apartment on the 14th floor. As the elevator door was about to close, a hand stopped them, and a very handsome man entered. He smiled and stood very close to Haruko. He informed her that he lived on the 13th floor and pressed a button. Haruko couldn't believe her luck that such a handsome man lived in the same building as her. When the elevator stopped on the 13th floor, the man slowly turned around and gave her a ghastly smile. Maniacally laughing, he took out a knife. "I'll see you upstairs." He ran out and sprinted towards the stairs. The elevator door closed, but no matter what buttons Haruko pressed, the elevator continued to the 14th floor, where she was brutally murdered. It is believed that this is a true story. Some have said that this is the reason why elevators in Korea have a stop button now. The Train Suicide. A Hong Kong legend that had originally been a highly publicized story that was even national news in 1981. Back in the days when there were no automatic doors, a terrible incident occurred at Kwantung-bound platform in Yamadae MTR station. The train driver and bystanders on the train platform saw a girl jumping off the platform onto the tracks. The train's passengers even felt a bump as the train went over the girl's body. Even though the driver immediately hit the brakes, the train took some time to slow and come to a full stop. It was assumed by everyone that the girl had been crushed under the train. To the shock and bewilderment of the police, not a single trace of her was found. Later, the incident was written off as a mass hallucination. When the friend of the girl who jumped in front of the train was interviewed, the friend stated that the girl had actually bumped into someone who looked exactly like her on the platform. This doppelganger was the one who jumped onto the tracks just as the train was pulling in. Terrified, the girl rushed out of the station but died of sudden cardiac arrest a few days later. The Telford Gardens. The Telford Gardens in Kowloon Bay are associated with deaths by the tenants and cleaners. Over 19 years, 12 people have died at this estate. They all occurred on the same date, July 22nd. The most famous case happened in 1998. The police found five female corpses lying in different rooms of one of the apartment buildings. Initially, the case was investigated on the suspicion that it was a mass suicide related to cult activity after discovering that three out of the five women were believers of Shintoism. It was later revealed that one of the deceased was the CEO of a company and that she had withdrawn $700,000 on the day of their deaths. Three of these five women were suspicious and were conned by a fake feng shui master from mainland China. After requesting a large sum of money to purchase supplies for the ritual, he gave them talisman water to drink. The water was poisoned. One of the women also shared the water with her two daughters, thus causing five women to die. Since then, many cleaners have quit their jobs after experiencing strange things. One cleaner claimed that when taking out the garbage from the floor where one of the women had died, she would hear footsteps hurrying down the corridor and a woman's voice exclaiming, "Wait for me, I haven't put out my garbage yet." After clearing the bins from the whole floor, she would turn back to the stairwell to find a neat bag of trash by the door, with no explanation as to how it got there. Yoo Kwon-sun. In schools across Korea, there is a portrait or statue of Yoo Kwon-sun. During the Japanese occupation, she protested for independence. While imprisoned, she died at the age of 17 and became a martyr. She is considered to be an important historical figure for her bravery. On March 1st, the night of Independence Movement Day, it is said that her statue will walk around chanting "Korea Independence Forever." If you say her name while looking at her portrait, her image will shift to stare straight at you. The Braided Girl. At Chinese University Hong Kong, many male students have reported seeing a girl with beautiful long braid alone at night on campus. When approached, she would turn around only to reveal a single braid where her face should be. The story goes, the girl is said to have crossed the border illegally from mainland China with her boyfriend. As the train approached a checkpoint in Kowloon, the lovers decided to jump off before being found. The girl leapt out as the train passed near the site of what is now the university, but her braid got caught on a part of the train, ripping off her face and hair, dying a bloody death. Since then, this girl has made many appearances, only to men. The woody lane near the old train tracks is now called Single Braid Road. The Last Bus to Beijing's Fragrant Hills. Based on a true story released in the 2013 Global Times article. It was a dark and stormy night. A young man boarded the last bus heading to Beijing's Fragrant Hills, located in Haidian District. Shortly after the man boarded the Route 302 bus, two men tried to wave the bus down. The bus driver was reluctant to pick up the men because they weren't waiting at a bus stop. However, the driver eventually decided to stop after the conductor reminded him that it was the last bus. Once the mysterious roadside men were on board, passengers were surprised to see they were wearing traditional Qing Dynasty robes, and that there were actually three men. The third, sporting long, messy hair, was being supported by the two other men. The men's faces were white as snow, and they didn't interact with any other passengers on the bus. Gradually, the bus began to empty until only an old lady and a young man remained inside with the mysterious trio. All was quiet until the old woman abruptly accused the young man of stealing her wallet, a claim that resulted in an intense argument. The quarrel was only resolved when the old lady insisted the two of them get off the bus and go to the nearest police station. Once off the bus, the young man grew enraged with the old woman, realizing he had just exited the last bus, and there was no police station in sight. Fortunately for the young man, the elderly woman picked up on something he had missed. She said she noticed the three robed men did not have any legs under their robes, a sign that they were not of this world. Dead popular screenings. In the 1960s, the Tung Shing Cinema was very popular and often fully booked. However, the cinema is also associated with the supernatural. People have reported seeing a full house while in the dark, but when the lights turn on at the end of the film, there were only a few others, if at all, in the theater. Cinema employees would tell of how the theater was always full at night screenings, even though not many tickets were sold. Women have also reported, while being in the restrooms, glancing into the mirror and seeing someone with no face behind them. Before the cinema was built, it used to be a funeral parlor, and the location of the woman's bathroom was where the mortuary used to be. It has since been demolished. The Girl in the Gap. Japanese superstition holds that a female spirit lives between the gaps of things like furniture and slightly open doors. It is said that if you get a glance of her, you will find her looking at you from the gaps. Then she will ask you to play hide and seek. No matter what you say, the game will start immediately. Even though you met her gaze, you are still safe. However, If you were to see her in the gap again, she would drag you down to hell. Only way to win or survive is if you become blinded. And now, the final and scariest story of all, adapted from a friend. I thought I got an A+ on my test, but found I got an A. Hashtag Asian kid trauma. Thank you for joining my campfire. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. And never forget, there are friends, there is family, and there is my campfire. Until next time, bye guys.